镇和城。
Now, near Judea, there were still at least a thousands of these little cities.
你想想看，从主后七十到一百三十五年，差不多快七十年了。
Almost 70 years after.
你看，一个城一个城被建立起来。
All these cities were built up.
结果没有想到。
They didn't imagine.
就是那一次大造反。
That because of that big revolt.
所有这些城都夷为平地。
All the cities were destroyed.
犹太人怎么样都不可以回来。
The Jews no longer could come back.
第一，他不能回到耶路撒冷。
They cannot return to Jerusalem.
第二，他不能回到撒玛利亚。
Second, they cannot return to
Samaria. 他不能回到犹太地。
Couldn't return to Judea.
所以等到第二次最后他们回来的时候。
So next time when they return.
几乎两千年过去。
Almost 2,000 years later.
他们才发现说。
Then they discovered.
神所赐给我们那块土地。
The land that God gave us.
当我们不在的时候。
When we were no longer around,
有人称作巴勒斯坦人已经住在上面。
So the Palestinians are already living there.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and
这就是为什么今天你看见说以色列的新闻是一直是新闻的头条新闻。
So why is Israel still in the headline news?
这就是那个原因。
So this is the reason.
所以等到135年不行了。
So after 135 AD, it was
所以看样子现在呢他们只好要走了。
So now they had to leave.
没有希望了。
They had no hope.
但是他们还有最后一个希望。
They had the last hope.
他们的希望是什么
？What their hope was?
我们敌人的敌人一定是我们的朋友。
So the enemy of our enemy must be our friend.
那那个时候是谁是我们敌人的敌人
？Now who was the enemy of our enemy?
是帕提亚王国。
It's the Parthian Empire.
你看，是帕提亚。叫以罗马不能够过到尤伯拉底河那边去。
So the Parthians did not allow the Romans to go to the other side of.
所以现在他们是不是就分散了呢？不。
So were they just scattered?
他说我们还是不能走。
So we can't leave.
我们还有一面希望。
We have one more hope.
我们应该帮助帕提亚王国。
We should help the Parthians.
我们参加他们的军队。
Let's participate in their army.
我们用最好的头脑来帮助他。
We use the best heads to help them.
那帕提亚高兴得不得了。
Of course, the Parthians are very happy.
你难得能够找到这帮人帮助他们。
You can actually find the people that will help.
那为什么这样做呢
？Why did they do that?
他们希望用帕提亚王国的力量。
They want to use the strength of the Parthians.
有一天能够打回去。
One day they could fight back.
能够打回耶路撒冷。
Fight back to Jerusalem.
那你说怎么知道的呢
？How do you know that?
原来那个时候有一个拉比。
At that time, there was a rabbi.
他说了一句话，很有意思。
He said a word.
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
什么时候你在耶路撒冷的街头上
？Whenever on the streets of Jerusalem.
你看见一个波斯人把马牵来了，然后把它拴在整个的路旁。
So if you look and see a Persian taking a horse and then putting him on the side of the road.
你就知道弥赛亚要回来。
You know the Messiah is going to return.
你知道他什么意思吗
？What did he mean?
他这里的波斯人。
This Persian they
refer to. 就是指着帕提亚。
Refer to the Parthians.
所以明白吗
？So you understand?
现在他们整个的希望是什么
？So what was their hope?
就是最后希望帕提亚王国能够过过尤弗拉底河，能够把罗马帝国打败。
Was that the Parthians would cross the Euphrates and defeat the Romans?
他们要用他们的财源。
They were going to use their resources.
用他们的人力。
Their manpower.
他们所有都豁出去了。
They give it all.
他们希望能回去。
They want to go back.
最后能够从能够把耶路撒冷拿回来。
They could take back Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
主对保罗说的话没有错。
Paul, what Paul said to
Paul, 你用脚踢刺是难的。
It's hard for you to kick against the goad.
如果今天神的旨意是要你到天涯海角。
If God's purpose is for you to go to the end of
the earth, 他们一直要围，一直要反着那个潮流。
And they were trying to fight against.
他们不肯走，不肯走，不肯走。
They didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave.
没有想到。
Didn't imagine.
就到了162年。
And that was in 162 AD.
这一次是罗马帝国和帕提亚帝国有一个很决定性的战争。
So the Romans and the Parthians had a decisive war.
结果没有想到。
Didn't imagine.
他巴提亚帝国完全打败了。
Parthian Empire was defeated.
所以从此以后
，from that point on，
以色列的梦完全的破碎。
The dream of Israel was gone.
所以请大家记得。
So everyone remember.
从那个时候，他们完全死心。
From that point on, they forever gave up.
他们真的就开始漂流。
So they started to wander.
所以早期他们就到了巴比伦。
So in the early days, they went to Babylon.
就在巴比伦，你知道，就奠定了他们很重要的一个经典，叫做《塔木经》。
So then they put together the Talmud.
所以大家知道，这就是在巴比伦所发生。
So this is what happened in Babylon.
所以那个时候，你看见吗？他们已经没有希望了。
So they had no hope.
所以他们才能拿巴比伦做根据地。
So they used Babylon as their.
他们没有再想回到耶路撒冷。
They don't want to go back to Israel anymore.
所以请大家记得。
So let's remember.
就在162年。
In 162 AD.
这回他们非走不可。
This time they had to leave.
他们在路上。
So they were on their
way. 庆祝玉棚祝棚节。
They were celebrating the
Feast of Tabernacles.
Feast of Passover.
你看见满月变红，像血。
So the blood was blood moon.The moon was blood.
这就是他们开始漂流。
So this is their starting to wander.
所以这是八次里面的第一次。
So this is the first time of the eight times.
那么好了。
So now.
到了795.
In 795 AD.
有一些事情发生。
Some things happened.
我想我先讲到，一面是讲到世界。刚才我们讲过这个以色列的故事 ,162, 一面是以色列的故事对不对
?162 AD, on the one hand, it's a story of
Israel. 但是那个时候因为以色列有一个梦想借助帕提亚王国来对付罗马帝国。
Now, because the Jews, they want to use the strength of the Parthians to defeat the Romans.
所以一面来讲是大事。
On the one hand, it's a big event.
是罗马帝国的大事。
It's a big event for the
是世界的大事。
It's a,Big historical history.
但是背后告诉我们是以色列的大事。
But behind it is the history of Israel.
从那天开始。
From that day on,
压根儿他们整个的梦完全破碎。
So they're starting from the root. Their whole dream was destroyed.
现在他们的心完全死了。
So now they gave up everything.
明白吗？
Now you understand.
所以这是162年发生。
So this is what happened in 162.
然后经过了好几百年。
So after a few hundred years.
那慢慢慢慢，当然他们就像圣经所说的，像皮球一样抛来抛去。
So just like the Bible, they described that they were like a ball being cast over.
但是怎么抛来抛去，它有个轨迹的。
So when you were cast around, there is actually a trace.
根据以赛亚49章的预言，先是往北边，往西边，然后往东边去。
So Isaiah 49 tells us first to the north, then to the west, then to the east.
所以那个时候呢，在北边就发生了故事。
So in the north, there was a story that happened.
那么故事特别发生在哪里呢？
Where did that story happen?
就是发生在里海跟黑海中间的高加索的北边。
So there was a story that happened in between the Black Sea, the Caspian Sea, north of Caucasia.
那大家还记得匈奴的故事吗？
So remember the story of the Mongolians.
那么讲到匈奴的故事是很复杂的故事。
So when you talk about the Mongolian history, it's very complicated.
那我们不管怎么样，就是在汉朝的时候。
During Han Dynasty,
你看见有些匈奴就被赶走了。
So some Mongolians they were cast out.
所以他们就要往西边走。
So they had to go west.
到了西边呢，他们就到了康居。
So when they came to the west,
就叫 Central Asia.
Central Asia.
那是一大片的草原。
So a great plain.
那么到了795年以前。
Before 795.
或者那一段很长的时间。
It's a long time.
他们慢慢的就从中亚就进到欧洲去。
They went from Central Asia to Europe.
你知道一翻过这个高加索山就是欧洲。
So once you pass Caucasia,The mountains, you came to Europe.
所以他们就来到了死海，不，这个黑海跟里海的中间。
So they came to the middle of the Black Sea and the
Caspian Sea. 在高加索的北边。
The north of Caucasia.
那就是今天苏联的南部。
That's the south of Russia.
俄罗斯的南部。
South of Russia.
一大片的土地。
It's a big piece of land.
这些匈奴呢，就定居下来了。
These Mongolians, they lived there and established
themselves. 刚开始的时候住在帐篷。
In the beginning, they lived in tents.
那没有多久以后呢？
Soon after,
他就进步了。
Then they improved.
这个白天住在帐篷里面。
In the day, they lived in tents.
晚上呢就住在房子里面。
At night, they lived in homes.
他们盖的房子跟他们的帐篷是一模一样的。
So they built their homes just like their tents.
所以考古学家很容易认得出来。
So they knew very well.
所以你就知道慢慢慢慢他们接受了当时的文明。
So they accepted the civilization of the local.
明白吗？因为如果光是匈奴的话，他只是游牧民族，是个 nomads， 就是
the Mongolians were just nomads, Bedouins.
那但是呢现在呢因为慢慢慢慢的稳定下来了
But now they've established themselves.
所以呢就跟当地人就发生关系
So then they establish a relationship with the locals.
所以就有一个王国就出现了
So now kingdom 就出现 there's a kingdom that appeared.
这个叫哈萨尔王国
So kingdom Hazar.
那哈萨尔国慢慢慢慢就壮大起来了
So then kingdom Hazar started to become stronger.
但是很有意思
It's very interesting.
你没有想到啊哈萨尔王国只要摆在那个地方一摆
So if you put the kingdom of Hazar there,
你就发现呢，它的东南边是回教大帝。
So the southeast they have the Islamic Empire.
它的西边西南边是东罗马帝国。
So southeast west of it is the Eastern Roman Empire.
一个是信仰回教的。
One was believed Muslims.
一个是信仰天地，一个是信仰希腊正教的。
One was Roman Catholics.
那么然后呢？然后你看见说，就是因为他们势力壮大的缘故。
Now because they became so strong.
所以这个世界可以分成三个。
So this world could be divided into three.
换一句话说，这三个力量都很强的。
Three powers.
那就是因为哈萨尔王国的缘故。
Now because of the kingdom Hazar.
所以你看见回教大帝国不会攻到欧洲去。
So the Islamic Empire couldn't conquer into the.
他们要一手拿可兰经，一只手要征服世界。
So on the one hand they had the Quran, the other hand they want to conquer the world.
那为什么那个时候全世界没有回教化呢
？Why was the world not Muslimized?
所以读教，所以读历史人告诉我们说
，So historians tell us
那个很重要的原因，就是因为哈萨尔这个匈奴王国呢，就刚好在高加索的北边，在两个海，就是这几乎在整个苏联南，苏联南边。
Because north of Caucasia, this kingdom Hazar had established itself there.
好，所以这就是那个时候。在795年以前的世界，那一代的世界是这样。
So this is the world before 795 in that area.
那大概到了795年。
So in 795,
你知道这些匈奴是十足的外邦人。
So these Mongolians, they were truly Gentiles.
但那个时候他们要做一个选择。
But they want to have a choice.
那基于政治的原因。
Now because of political reasons.
他要么相信天，要么相信希腊正教。
Either they became Greek Orthodox.
或者相信回教。
Or they believe in Islam.
那个时候因为三个势力要平衡的缘故。
So because in order to balance the powers of the time.
你做的梦都没有想到。
You never imagined.
他们是十足的外邦人。
They're Gentiles.
结果就在795年。
But in 795 AD,
他们率领国王率领的40个部下。
So the king took 40 of his soldiers.
他们接受犹太教做国教。
They accepted Judaism as a national religion.
你明白吗
？You understand that?
到了842年的时候
，In 842,
他们就把铜币就做出来了。
So they made their silver coins.
所以现在考古学家根据那个，你就知道说那个时候他们已经把世界已经稳定下来了。
So at that point, they had stabilized themselves.
到了860年的时候
，In 868,
那就是满月变红像那一年。
So the year that they had the blood moon.
你知道那个时候呢？他们的皇帝的王的名字叫阿巴迪亚。
So the king of Hazar, the Hazar kingdom, his name was Obadiah.
那阿巴迪亚很明显是从圣经里面借来的。
Obadiah came from the Bible.
那么到了阿巴迪亚做王的时候
，When Obadiah was king,
他就从巴比伦把一些拉比就请去了。
So then he invited some rabbis to.
你明白吗？一面。教导他们，所以到处都是学校。
On the one hand, taught them all of many schools.
那一面呢，就建立很多的会堂。
On the other hand, established many synagogues.
所以到860年的时候
，In 860 AD,
我们可以说，真正这个整个的这个哈萨尔王国就变成完全接受犹太教做他的国教。
So Kingdom Hazar accepted Judaism as a national religion.
这是历史的事实。
This is a historical fact.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
在那个时候，犹太人到处被追赶。
So the people of Israel, they were chased all over the place.
他们没有想到。
They didn't imagine.
有一个国家
，There was a nation.
他可以跟东罗马帝国、跟回教帝国抗衡。
So they could stabilize the Western Roman, the Eastern Roman Empire, and.
结果他居然接受犹太教做国教。
And then accepted the Judaism as a national religion.
你不管他真相信假相信。
Whether they truly believe or don't really believe.
但是不管怎么样，今天到了哈萨尔王国，犹太人一定要受保护的。
No matter what, the people of Israel will be protected under King Hazar.
所以就在那一段时间。
So at that point,
很多的犹太人。就到了哈萨尔。
Many Jews went to the kingdom of Hazar.
就接受他的保护。
Accepted his protection.
以哈萨尔王国来做他的避难所。
And use Hazar king as his protection.
那请大家记得啊。
Don't forget.
所以这些犹太人在历史上就称作哈萨尔犹太人。
So these Jews are called the Hazar Jews.
所以你们要小心呢。
So be careful.
哈萨尔犹太人有两种。
There are two types of Hazar.
一种是真的是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
One is true, the descendants of Abraham.
一个不是。
One is not.
一个根本不知道从哪里来的。
Don't know where they come from.
明白吗？他们根本不是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
They're not the descendants of Abraham.
可是呢，他们说他们是。